This show furnished by Key Light Counseling Center.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gloss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
You're listening to The Shrink and the Showman with Dr. G.
I'm Dr. G, and we're here with The Shrink and the Showman. You know, every week we like to look at our world in a bit of a deeper way, and we like to bring someone who is the showman who can help enlighten our experience and teach us something that we may not know. So I'm very honored to have a very special guest tonight. His name is Danny Trejo. I know a lot of people know him from many different points of view because he's a Renaissance man. He's a man who's done so many different things. He's an actor, producer, entrepreneur, and philanthropist. And I'm just going to bring him right on to the show and thank him for coming on. So, Danny, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
And please, you can call me Dr. G if you want. I want to also give out our number. It's 1-800-222-5222. You can also email us at engage790@gmail.com, and we'd love to answer your questions or hear your thoughts. You know, Danny, when I was looking at your life, one of the things that stuck out to me so much was this concept of that I think about a lot as a psychologist who's worked a lot in the addiction world, is this concept of attachment, that connection, that a lot of people, you know, like you talk about addiction, a lot of people are addicted for many different reasons. And we started to get into that before the show. But one of the big reasons I have found is there's a lack of connection. People feel detached. They don't feel part of a community. They don't feel like people can hear their voice. They don't feel like they can express themselves. And so they tend to hold a lot inside, and then they disconnect. And when I looked at your life, I feel like one of the things you've done in all the different areas of your life is that you've tried to connect to people.
You know, one of the things, when I got out of the penitentiary, I think one of the things that helped me more than anything was 12-step programs, simply because when you walk in, it's like you're automatically welcomed and people
there's
start talking
there's
to you,
a connection.
You know, and so it's that connection of, I mean, I was a Mexican out of Pacoima, and I ended up in a meeting my first night out of prison in Reseda, and Reseda was basically cowboys at
right,
the time,
right.
You know, and 1969, and yet, they, you know, I was being welcomed by all these cowboy hats. Hey, how are you?
Because I think what people try to do in the 12-step program is find ways that people are similar, not different.
Exactly. That's one of the things is for us, is looking for they teach you how to look for the similarities, not the differences, because we are geared, especially an addict, geared to look for the differences in people. You know, that's the way we're built. It's like, no, he's different. That's why I use drugs. No, I'm different. You know, that kind of
thing. Yeah, and it's that kind of rationalization. You know, he's different, so then I have permission to do drugs, or I'm not like them. And then you start finding out in the program that you're actually just like everyone else.
You know, that's a shock.
I know, really. You mean we're not all different?
Yeah. You know, wow. You mean I'm not unique?
Yeah. You know, I'm not that special, yeah. and that's humbling.
Yeah.
And also empowering.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You know, I was thinking, Danny, you just mentioned about being in the penitentiary. Yeah. So I wonder if you could share a little bit about the beginnings of your life and how the Danny Trejo story got started.
You know, I had an uncle. I had an uncle, really, my Uncle Gilbert, and he kind of saved me in a sense, even though, like, he taught me everything I was going to need to know when I went to San Quentin. Kansas State prison. I mean, I wish he would have shown me.
That's great bedtime stories,
you know,
right?
You know, I wish he would have shown me how to get along in University of California or something. Yeah, but it's like, you know, I grew up in kind of with a lot of women at first, and then I moved in with a lot of men. So my life changed drastically, and You know, you go from being Shirley Temple to John Wayne in one day. It's like, whoa, what happened? You know, and all of a sudden I was in this macho, unbelievable world of, you know, my uncles were some of the baddest guys in the San Fernando Valley and by tough, you know.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And
what was that experience like? Like, mentioned to me it was pretty traumatic.
You know, like, what? I mean, it was like, how do you say it? It was kind of like running into a stone wall. Everything that I had learned, little kiddies aren't nice.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like all of a sudden this whole world changed. You eat butterflies or you're like tough.
So you're like your whole reality changed.
The whole reality. And so my Uncle Gilbert kind of understood, and he just kind of like, hey, come on, let's leave him alone. Yeah, we don't care.
Right.
And we kind of disconnected from that macho kind of thing, you know, because macho guys will face straight on. You know, we'll sneak up and kill you. I mean, you know, it's like I would rather be treacherous than macho.
Why?
Well, because macho guys get hurt. Treacherous people seem to win. You know what I mean? In that element. You know what I mean? I don't mean maybe in business too, but in that element, you know, it's like the treacherous.
So is it a survival technique? Like
exactly.
The guys who could think it through are the guys that survive?
Exactly. It's like if there's three guys in a bar and that want to beat you up, it's like a lot better to like catch them outside as they come out one by one.
Yeah. But maybe that's part of your survival. You know, when you think about how well you've done in different parts of your life, to be able to have that ability to sit back and look at a situation.
I think one of the things that juvenile hall, that prison, that youth authority does is like it gives you a better look out the side. What do you call it?
Like a better perspective,
vision.
Right.
You got everything and it's so funny. It's like the term "I got your back" that came from prison. That means when we're having this conversation, I got your back. Do you understand? You've
yeah.
got my back.
Right. So we're looking out for each other.
Exactly. We're looking at what's coming up from behind us. Because, I mean, I've been in situations in prison where people, Trucha, watch out. You know, in other words, somebody that we don't like is coming up behind us.
But I'm curious, how do you know you can trust someone that they really have your back?
Well, a lot of the people I grew up with people in juvenile hall, in youth
right.
authority, in the penitentiary, in camp. So
right.
you grow up with these people, and you've already proven yourself to each other, you know. I have more than one friend, and you have more than one friend. So if I disc
right.
you,
right.
I got friends. If you get me hurt, I got friends. If I
so
get
you feel
you
protected.
Hurt, exactly.
Exactly.
So I think it's so funny. It's like because all it's like celebrities. Every celebrity that's gone to jail has paid protection. Everyone.
Right.
I don't care how tough, how bad. Doesn't matter. They all paid protection. They'll say, no, this is my posse. But the reality is if they don't keep paying that posse, you know, they'll get eaten up. So it's like that's the thing. You live off each other. You protect each other.
It's exactly what you said, Danny, when it comes to, you know, being sober, too, that you have to create this community.
Absolutely.
You have to create a bond with people to know that you could feel protected. And I bet that's probably something, tell me if I'm wrong, that's very positive that came out of your experience, because you probably took that to the rest of your life, too.
Absolutely.
Finding that posse, finding those people. I just want to tell our listeners, if you want to call in, the number is 1-800-222-5222. You can email us at engage790@gmail.com.
You know,
one
of the things is, especially prison, there's two types of people, and you learn that real early. I think my uncle taught me that real early. There's predators and there's prey. So you have to decide every morning what you're going to be. Every morning, I'm going to be a predator. I'm going to be, if if there's a pile of doo-doo, I want to be on the top. I don't want to be in the middle or on the bottom.
But I think in some ways, you know, that can be translated probably into business and into your career in Hollywood, that sense of I'm going to take care of myself.
Yeah. But again, it's like you have to have that support system.
I agree.
You have to have that support system. I wouldn't, it's like I have this unbelievable restaurant business going on, but I wouldn't be nothing. I wouldn't have it if it wasn't for Ash, Shaw, and Jeff and Jim, because you know, they're the brains. You know, I mean, they're the guys that say, "Hey, let's do this, let's do that." And so I'm the got the final approval is all, you know. But they're the brains.
You know, and I think it takes a certain amount of one thing I know about you is a certain amount of humility that you're able to say to yourself, "You know what? I don't have to know it all. I don't have to do it all. I just have to be really good." Like you said to me. If the script has five killings at the beginning, I'm there, and I know it's the right script. So I got to know myself.
You know, humility is...
Danny, we're going to take a quick break, right. And when we get back, we're going to talk about humility, and I also want to talk about how these sort of psychological characteristics have played out in other parts of your life, too.
Awesome.
I'm Dr. G. We're going to be back right after the commercials.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
You're listening to The Shrink and the Showman with Dr. G.
I'm Dr. G, and we're here with The Shrink and the Showman. My special guest tonight is Danny Trejo. Danny, before we move on, I want to make sure to mention the Olympics.
Yeah.
And it's happening in 2019, very soon, September 28th. The opening ceremony started at 8:30 a.m. at the Los Angeles Harbor College. That's in Wilmington, California. Why don't you share with our audience and tell them what the Al Olympics are?
The Al Olympics, all the recovery centers in Los Angeles County, all of them, and they all get together and we compete against each other. And it's amazing because a lot of these people haven't beat their drug addictions, but they're on a on the way,
path.
You know, on the path. And it shows them that, wait a minute, you know, we can do anything we want once we get clean. And a lot of them end up, you know, trying to, well, now I can coach my kids in Little League. I know I can do this. I can, you know, and I mean, I love seeing the families. I love seeing the support that Al Olympics has from the community.
You know, it's so great when you see people trying to better themselves in their lives. You know, all you can do is support them. I do want to remind our listeners, if you want to call in and ask Danny any questions or any comments, the number is 1-800-222-5222. You can also email us at engage790@gmail.com. And, you know, Danny, we were talking before the break. You were telling me this great story about how you got started in the 12-step program.
Well, you know, actually, the first time I walked into an AA meeting by accident, I thought it was a party. There was all these cars parked out in front of this house in Pacoima, and I walked in and everyone said welcome, and
Pacoima is a friendly place.
I was holding a case of beer, three bottles of wine, half pint of whiskey. We thought it was a party. There's like 20 of us, and we realized that, wait a minute, you know, first thing we saw was a big sign that said "We Care," and they invited us in. And I remember this guy telling me, "Danny, put that stuff outside and join us." Because I think you'd already see that I was on a good path.
Yeah.
And I said, no, you know, and we left, right? But that was my first ever introduction. Then in prison in 1963, I went to another meeting, an actual meeting, and my sponsor, a guy named Frank Russo, said, you know, come on, let's go to this meeting, blah, blah, blah. So we went. He said, there's going to be girls, so naturally you go in prison. And when I walked in, I seen this big AA. I said, I've been here. And I told him, he was, yeah. And then I met a guy named Johnny H. who was like, I got to say that was the only person I've ever met that was as charismatic as my Uncle Gilbert. You know, just looking at him, you knew this guy was the shot caller, this guy was the guy, this guy.
But did he represent something different to you than maybe what you
were growing up? No, I didn't know who he was. I just saw him, the way he was dressed, his mannerism. It was like, this is a guy, you know. And when I started talking to him, I realized he'd been an ex-convict. He'd gone through this whole thing. He was a drug addict, and he was dressed immaculate, same way Mom used to dress immaculately. And we started talking, and I'll never forget, he says, "Danny, the only thing that's going to beat you to San Quentin are the headlights on the bus if you don't change your ways." And I thought it was a compliment, you know, when he said
that.
What
do you think he meant by that?
What he meant that I was on a path.
A path of destruction.
Let me tell you this.
Sure, sure.
Everybody in that room, all the other inmates, were dressed in regular clothes.
Okay.
I was starched down. I was already had a prison mentality. All my clothes were creased. All my clothes were starched. You know, and everybody else was all wrinkled. And so it's like automatically I was like him. I was like in my, you understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
And in your world, you were
exactly
like him. Yeah.
And I remember being drawn. I remember him talking, and I remember my Frank Russo, who was in prison with me, said, "This Johnny Harris, you know, he's our outside sponsor." And now I met Johnny in like four other penitentiaries. I think he was coming up as the outside speaker. I was in the pen, you know.
You know, it's so interesting when you say that. And in case anyone just checked in, I got Danny Trejo here, and he's on for the rest of the show, and our call-in number is 1-800-222-5222. If you want to ask myself or Danny any questions, any comments, we'd love to hear from you.
I've known this guy since like 1963, and I stayed in prison till 1969. I got out in 1969, and that was one of the guys that I got in touch with because we kept in touch, and because of who he was, and Frank Russo, and Johnny just gave me a cake for 51 years.
That's amazing. Clean. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking about is that, you know, we talked about this a little bit before the show, too, is that, you know, this guy that came to visit you, he represented something that was different than your life experience, but similar enough that you could relate to it.
Exactly.
And then he brought you out. It was like, I could connect. But it's something different, a new experience.
You know what? It's almost the same thing that I want to do to the kids that I talk to. It's like, hey, I've been the minute
you want to connect. That's what I
seen him. The minute I seen him, I knew that he'd been where I'd been. It was just
intuitive.
Was just there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And from then on, it's like. I can remember in Soledad, 1969, when I was getting ready to leave. I left August 23rd. This was August 22nd when I'd given away all my stuff. I'd given away my glass ashtray.
Right.
I stole out of Warden Fitzharris' office. I gave away my piece of carpet, which all this is contraband. I gave away my new blankets that said State of California. I gave away all my Bonnaroo clothes. I gave away my tailor-made shoes. You know, and I remember thinking, I'm going home tomorrow. And then the question came up, why? And I said, why do I want to leave and go out, play that game with the parole officer about, I'm clean, blah, 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 and go back and come and do all this and try to get right back to where I'm at because this is a great joint.
And what did you come up with? Why did you not want to go back?
I remember hearing Johnny say, why don't you give yourself a break and join us? Go to a meeting before you do anything else. After that, do whatever you got to do. And I remember the night I got out, I went to an AA meeting with Frank Russo.
What did it feel like? What was that experience like?
It was awful. And let me tell you why. Because I was sitting there, and really I wanted to go into San Fernando or downtown Pacoima and, you know, party a little bit. I'd been pinned for 5 years. And all these people kept, like, just, you know, talking about, you know, I had 50 years, blah, 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 blah. But then after the meeting, these people wanted to take me to coffee. And it was like, wow. Hey, let's go to coffee. You know, young people, we went to coffee. And I sat in, DuPars.
You know pancakes. What I mean?
But it was in DuPars. They're not even there no more. It was in Reseda, DuPars in Reseda. And I remember just drinking coffee. God, we drank coffee. DuPars stayed open till like 2 or something. And then we went to an all night, and I got home about 4 a.m. And I just had a beautiful night. And it was, I wasn't drunk. I wasn't loaded. And I think, wow, I can do this.
Yeah, and that's what I want.
I went to meetings at first more for entertainment. Right now, my assistant, Mario Castillo, he's working with lifers right now. He's bringing guys that come out of the penitentiary. They're living in a San Fernando recovery, right? And these guys have done like 50 years, you know, 40 years right. in prison. And he's taking them to meetings. And they're like just overwhelmed with the connection
that we talked about.
Connect. People say, hey, how are you, man? God, you know, and it's like, wow. And it's like, I ask him, what did you think of that? That was awesome, Holmes. That was awesome.
Yeah, you know, that connection is so powerful. Again, we got Danny Trejo here, and our number is 1-800-222-5222. It's engage790@gmail.com if you want to call in. You know, Danny, I'm so moved by what you're saying right now because, you know, I can see you with that connection. Yeah. And I also want to say I feel like you've taken that connection and you brought it into other parts of your life too. Your
Absolutely.
Career in the entertainment Absolutely. Industry, your entrepreneurial career. I think it's so inspirational for our listeners to hear how you've been able to sort of manage that too.
I honestly believe that people that can't connect are really selfish, are really don't want to give of themselves.
I agree.
You know, and it's like, so when people are like, well, I don't like these people, it's because, you know, I'm bored. Well, it's because you're boring.
Because you don't give anything. You got to give.
You got to give. It's like this whole world. That's people our biggest problem.
I agree. People are so frightened to give. Yeah. We're gonna go to commercial,
okay.
And then we're gonna talk a little bit more when we get back.
Awesome.
I'm Dr. G. We're gonna be back right after the commercials. The number again is 1-800-222-5222, and we're here with Danny Trejo.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
You're listening to The Shrink and the Showman with Dr. G.
I'm Dr. G, and we're back on The Shrink and the Showman. We have Danny Trejo on tonight. If you want to call in, our number is 1-800-222-5222. You can also email us at engage790@gmail.com. You know, Danny, as I'm trying to put some stuff together in my head, and as I listen to you, one of the things that is so striking to me is this sense of how you gave yourself permission to have a different life experience. You connected to this guy enough. You looked for him after prison, and then you went and you gave yourself permission to have a new experience. And I feel like a lot of people out there are just too frightened, too scared to do that. And just having that self-confidence to be able to do that and connect to people is so powerful. And I feel like you've done that in other, that's probably the beginnings of how you've done it in your entertainment career, how you've done it as an entrepreneur and philanthropist. I'm wondering if you could kind of go with my drift here.
I think like, you know, like we had talked about like support systems, and I think support systems help me to like look into myself and say, wait a minute, I'm not the most important thing on this planet. And for a drug addict, that's hard.
That's a huge thing. Yeah.
That's a hard, because everything is about the getting, the using, the finding ways and get more, just get out of my way. That's all I want to do. And it's so funny. It's like, we have the nerve to say, this is what I want to do. And it's like, no, it isn't. This is what you have to do because of the drugs. And once you can get that into your head, wait a minute, it's a, you know, I'm an addict and I'm powerless over my addiction. And you might, some of the smartest guys in the world.
Yeah, yeah. It has nothing to do with
you're
intelligence.
You're powerless over your addiction. And that's where people
people
get messed up, is that they think, you know, that I am so smart. You know, why is this thing killing me? Never mind why right now. Let's just get rid of this thing.
Well, it's an emotional experience.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with intelligence. It has to do with an emotional experience. Yeah. And we got a caller here. His name is Richard. He's calling in from L.A. So I'm going to welcome him to the show. Okay. Richard, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Richard.
Richard, there you are. There you are. Why don't you share your question with Danny?
Well, okay. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Richard.
I don't know if you know who I am, but we've gone to meetings for years.
Awesome.
And you help a lot of people, and I really like that. And anyhow, I always wondered, I was on the suicide prevent, well, a million different methadone programs, yeah. but I was on one called Suicide Prevention Center.
I worked there.
PICO in Vermont.
Yeah, I worked there.
Now, go ahead.
I used to work there. So did my sister, Diane.
Okay. That was my question, because I think it was back when they had, you know, well, I was on detox, and then later on I got at other clinics. I got on maintenance, but I was trying to detox at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
they had a federal halfway house there, too.
On the other street, on the other side of Vermont.
On Menlo.
Okay, I didn't know about that. But I was on the clinic, mm-hmm. and I remember there were a bunch of NA members, and I'm pretty sure it was you. And you guys invited me, you know, when I went down to get my dose one day, you invited me to play basketball with you at...
what's your question, Richard? Just curious.
The question is, you know, if it was him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It sounds like it was him.
We used to put on different events and do stuff, whatever, you know, I mean, basketball, and we'd play handball when there was a lot of Mexicans. We'd let's go play handball, you know. That was my best friend, Eddie Bunker, was there too, and there was a counselor there, Jennifer Steele, that was a really, really smart lady.
Well, oh, Richard, was she a maintenance counselor or something like that?
Yes, yes.
Richard,
Dr.
I wanted
Shannon to, used to be there.
Yeah. Hmm? Well, Richard, I wanted to thank you for calling in. It sounds like there was a connection between you and Danny, and obviously it's had a big effect on your life. So, again, Danny, I want to thank you. There's probably thousands and thousands of people out there that you've been able to touch.
God bless you, Richard.
And if you just tuned in, we got Danny Trejo here. Our number is 1-800-222-5222. You can also call us at engage790@gmail.com. I want to make sure I get to something this show, because it's so interesting to me, you know, how some people are able to take what's happened to them in the past and turn into something positive in their life. And you've been able to do it with your career in the entertainment world. I'm wondering if you could share a little bit with our audience, how you've been able to do that, sort of your journey.
Well, you know, okay, my journey was really, you know, a prison youth authority.
Right, camp, that was your background.
That was the background.
But you weren't victimized by it.
I think one of the things that I had to do was say, okay, Danny, let's figure out what a bad day is. Because I know some people think a bad day is, oh, God, I got to work late or something.
You know? Right.
A bad day for me was standing on a yard in San Quentin, knowing there's going to be a riot, holding a knife, knowing that I might get stabbed or somebody, I was going to stab somebody, and praying to God that there was going to be a recall and they were going to send us all in. In other words, somebody told that there was going to be a riot, so they were going to close the yard. And then when you hear that doot, 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 you know, all inmates return to your cells. You, oh, God, you, thank God. Now, that's a bad day.
That's a
okay?
really bad day.
You know what I mean?
So, it's hard to top that, isn't it?
So coming out here, I used to hear people talk about bad days. And, I mean, you know what? For me, if you're an addict or an alcoholic and you wake up, you're
that's
already
a good day.
In a miracle.
Yeah.
Okay, you're already in a miracle because you're sober. And you're clean, so, whoa, I'm okay. Now I can either live this miracle or I can screw it up. You know, one of the two. And
you took the responsibility to live it.
There's this little prayer they say that's, when God sees fit to give me a good day, I got to make sure I stay out of his way. And it's like if I wake up, understand, with climate change, with mass shootings, with all the diseases, just waking up nowadays is a miracle.
Yeah. And I guess that gives you a lot of sort of courage to be able to go out and just go
Absolutely.
After what it is you want, especially when it came to your career.
Absolutely. Well, the career, it was funny because
it just sort of happened.
Kind
backwards.
Of happened. Yeah. And then, you know, I played the first 5 years of my career, I played inmate number one.
Right.
And bad guy and tattoo guy, mean guy. That's and I never had a name. And the first I remember the first time I got interviewed by some young lady fresh out of interview school. And I remember her saying, aren't you afraid you're being typecast? And I says, as what are you talking about?
Right.
And she says, well, Danny, you're being stereotyped as the mean Chicano dude with tattoos. I thought about it and I said, I am the mean
I
Chicano
was just
dude
say
with
that.
Boy, so somebody got
what
it
were
right.
You thinking I they, was going to be.
They're not using Ricky Schroeder anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah?
And so it was like, and then the fact that I was SAG, I would show up basically as an extra, but the fact that I was SAG, the director was Danny. You could like, they'd always have. I never the first 5 years I never had a shirt on because of my tattoo.
Because of your tattoo.
You know, and they'd say, the director, Danny, say something kind of prison-y. All right, we're killing all of you. And oh, yeah, that was great, you know. And they all wanted to know where I studied. Where did you study? You know?
Yeah, right. San Quentin.
San Quentin.
Exactly.
But on my
resume,
it says San Quentin State. Oh, San Quentin Drama Arts.
Yeah, that's really good. And who did you study with? Oh, he's so famous.
Juan Strasberg.
Yeah, right. You know, I just want to make sure we mention again that you got the Al Olympics
yeah.
coming up September 28th. I know you feel very passionate about it. The opening ceremony started 8:30 a.m.
Absolutely.
The Los Angeles Harbor College, you're going to be there.
I'll
and
be
it's
there
all about supporting
yeah,
people.
I'll probably take a couple other stars with me.
Oh,
not,
good.
You know, a couple of actors, you know.
Oh, good.
And we all kind of like love doing this.
And any names you want to share right now?
Well, or? I'm going to ask Donald Logue. If he's in town, he'll do it. And a couple of other ones. There's a God, please don't. Come on. He's one of my best friends. There'll be some other ones.
There'll be some other ones.
I'll think of his name.
You know
right
what?
Now.
It'll be a surprise. You're going to have to go to find out.
Yeah.
Again, if you just tuned in, all right, we got Danny Trejo here. Our number is 1-800-222-5222. You can also email us at engage790@gmail.com. I have an email question here, Danny. It's, what is Danny's favorite memory filming machete? Filming machete.
Wow. You know what? I hope her husband's not listening. Kissing Jessica Alba.
know, that was it. That made your career, right?
Boy, that was it. I made it now.
That's actually when you know you really made it. That should be a T-shirt, Danny. I Kiss Jessica Alba.
Yeah. I might do that.
Okay, there you go.
She's so nice. Her husband's really nice too, but he is. She's really nice. She got beautiful kids right now.
You know, again, I want to say to our audience, one of the things I think that I'm understanding about your success is it sounds like you were able to embrace who you are. You didn't, there was no shame about your background, about being in San Quentin. You were open about it, about your addiction, and you embraced where you came from. And that is so powerful for people. I feel like a lot of people dealing with addiction, they have so much shame about who they are, and that only does them a disservice. I mean, we are who we are. We come from where we come from.
One of the things that Eddie Bunker, right, had really told me was that because of how you look and because of how you are, you have to disarm people immediately. You can't get mad because you understand, it's like in prison, you have to be able to get mad enough to let somebody know that, look, I won't only kill you. I'll go kill the guy that dry cleans your clothes. I mean, you know, just, you know, you have to be able. And so out here, when somebody says something that you might not understand, you can't just, because coming out of prison, if you haven't been prey, if you've been a predator, then you no longer even get mad. You just go to rage.
You just go right straight to
it. To rage. You've lost your ability to go to get mad.
Yeah, we're going to have to wind up now before the commercial, but I want to talk more about that. And if you didn't catch us before, we're here with Danny Trejo. Our number is 1-800-222-5222. You can also email us at engage790@gmail.com. I'm Dr. G with Danny Trejo. We'll be back right after the commercials.
Listening to The Shrink and the Showman with Dr. G.
I'm Dr. G, and this is Danny Trejo.
What's
up? And we're here with The Shrink and the Showman. Our number is 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-222-5222. And you can also email us at engage790@gmail.com if you have any questions or comments. Danny, I want to answer Charlie. He's from Costa Rica. He's been on the phones for a while, so let's bring him on. Charlie, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Hey, Danny. Thanks, Doc. I just wanted to talk about that connection. I was in a place there in North Hollywood back in 81. Didn't cross ways on the inside, but outside, I drop a couple names on you, Gene L. and Chuck G. And
oh, yeah.
He took me to a place over there, North Hollywood, a podium-type meeting. You were the first guy I heard in a meeting. Got 37 years now.
God bless
didn't
you,
get
man.
It right away, but went up to Santa Rosa area and met Gene L. And yes, you know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted to let you know that living a good life down here. We got this whole thing going down here and building a connection, but building the consciousness. And I just got to tell you, you made something happen that one night for me. So
God bless you. Thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie, for calling in and sharing that, because I can tell you this, as someone working in mental health, it's so inspirational when you hear that at times the work that you've done really has inspired people. So I can tell you right now, Danny's smiling and beaming, so he's pretty happy you called in. I'm glad you took the time to do that. So, Danny, we were talking, this is our last sort of moments together, and you were talking a little bit about connection. I'm wondering how that's also played out in your entrepreneurial philanthropist work.
I think, again, like a connection to me is support. Supports is having a good connection of people, having people around you that care about you. You know, not just for themselves. You know, I mean, you have to care for yourself, but you also have to have this circle of people that care about you. And I've got, you know, I've got some people that really care about me. There's other people that think they can just make money with me. You know, I've been burned a couple of times. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like I've got like Ash Shaw. I've got Gloria Hinojosa. These are the people, Mary Matickle, my secretary. These are all people that like that have my best interest at heart.
And that you probably have their best interest
absolutely,
at heart.
Absolutely, you know, because it's a two-way street. And it's like, how do you trust them? We've proved each other, you know what I mean? When I remember when I said, you know, this guy says, you know, Danny, I love you. And hearing that, having a prison background from a man is a little, what are you talking about, man?
Right, you didn't know what to do with it.
What do you want from me, you know? And he goes, well, what do you got? You ain't got nothing but a damn parole. I already got that.
right. You didn't want anything.
Yeah, exactly. I left. I remember leaving the office and thinking, wow, what is this, you know? And it's like, because most of us, every time you hear the word love, somebody's going to get screwed.
Well, that's what I think people think, is that when you hear the word love, they think, okay, so what's behind that?
Right.
What's the motivation?
Exactly.
And like you said, maybe sometimes you just want to give, because when you really think about it, it's actually easier to give. It's simpler. It's clearer. There's clarity. I just want to give.
The people that are most successful are the givers.
I agree.
You know, and the people that are most happy are the givers. You know, like all my friends, we all have thermal underwear socks in our trunks because we pass them out to the homeless. And that's part of being my friend.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'll, you know, I've always got, you come into my house, into my gym, and there's stacks of thermal underwear and socks that people just, hey, there's some homeless people over here. Because that's maybe, when I wake up in the morning, and my prayers, one of them are sign every autograph, take every picture, because what a blessing it is to be able to make somebody's day with an autograph or a picture. I mean, and I've seen people like almost in tears, oh my God, you think you're... And just for a picture.
And you're thinking to yourself, it's so easy for me to do this. Why would I not want to do it?
And so my whole, I have to help 3 people a day. I don't care what it is. I don't, do something.
Do
and
something
just
good.
Get out of yourself.
Yeah, our number here is 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-222-5222. We're here with Danny Trejo, and we're talking really about, you know, even though we've divided it up into sort of, you know, your entertainment career, your philanthropist, we're really talking about Danny Trejo. You know, what makes you tick? Because you'll just express it in different parts of your life. That's what I'm learning about you.
I got to say, everything good that has happened to me has happened as a direct result of helping someone else. I started a record company by trying to help this family, this little girl who... Her and her mom were living in a battered woman's shelter, and she was a little singer, and we tried to get her started. So me and this guy started a record company, and he kind of burned me, took about $100,000. And I had to, like, just say, okay, well, it's not worth even me getting mad about. And I remember after that happened, Tara, my singer, said, I guess my dream's over, you know, and that broke my heart. Just like, no, wait a minute. God didn't bring us this far to
make it
now,
over.
You know what I mean? So 2 days later, I said my prayers. 2 days later, I run into Baby Bash, who is a rapper, right?
And
he says, hey, are you still working with that? Nah, he, you know, beat me for some dough and blah, blah, blah. And so he says, well, you got this, you got a voice? Yeah, man. And see, I had a radio, so I let him hear it. He goes, bring her to the studio. And I said, well, you live in Houston. No, no, I moved. I live right here in Chatsworth.
Right.
And I said, okay, you did it again. And, you know, we just dropped an album called Chicano Soul Shop, Volume 1. And it's got all these different singers on it, and Tara's one of them. And now her and Baby Bash are putting a song together called You Satisfy My Soul. You know, what a... What a title, and Tara wrote it, so.
It's kind of, the title says everything. Yeah. You know what I love about what you do, too, is, like, you know, it seems like you just want to be creative and express yourself, so someone comes up with a project and you go, oh, that sounds great. I think I'm just going to go here and do that. But, you know, that's about the freedom that you get when you're not drinking, when you're not.
Exactly.
When you're not an alcoholic. You know, you just, you think you're really creative when you're an alcoholic, but you're actually not.
No, you know what alcoholics and addicts are? It's sad, but they're like a rocket ship on the launching pad going,
exactly.
I'm going to take off. I'm going to take it. Never happens.
No, exactly. You know, I did want to, actually, we got another email. I just want to address it quickly. And our number is 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-222-5222. We're here with Danny Trejo. The email says, my daughter goes to Dominican University and traveled to San Quentin to work with the inmates on a drama production. Did you participate in that?
No, I just helped start San Quentin Drama Arts.
What was the name of the teacher?
Juan Strasberg.
Juan Strasberg, that's exactly it. Also, one of our sponsors, I want to thank them. It's Sand and Shores PR Firm. If you want your story told and you want it to be powerful and effective, you got to get in touch with Tanya McKenzie at Sand and Shores. She's going to personalize it and individualize it and make it powerful. You can reach her at Sand and Shores .com or 424-262-1920. That's 424-262-1920. And I want to give a final shout out with the time we have left to Danny Trejo's passionate project, the Al Olympics. It's happening September 28th. The opening ceremony started at 8:30 a.m. It's at the Los Angeles Harbor College. Danny's going to be there with a couple of surprises. So if you want to find out what they are, you're just going to have to show up.
Show up.
Yeah. You know, Danny, and we have just about a minute left.
I started my book.
Yes.
And I have a cookbook coming out pretty soon. But me and Donald Logue started writing my life story. And it's with Simon and
Schuster.
Yeah, right. Simon and Schuster. So I'm really kind of proud of that.
No, that's fantastic, actually. When it comes, we'll have to have you back on and talk about your life story. A final thought. What would you say to our, we have 1 minute, our listeners, give me 30 seconds, a final thought that you want people to hear regarding your life and what we've been talking about tonight?
I think my life consists of, I would rather shoot for the moon and miss than aim for the gutter and make it.
That's perfect. Listen, Annie, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I know we can spend hours more talking about stuff. I'm Dr. G. You've heard the inspiring stories told by Danny Trejo. If you want to call in anytime, you can always reach us at 1-800-222-5222. If you have any more questions, I can forward them to Danny. It's at engage790@gmail.com, and we'll be back next week.
This show furnished by Key Light Counseling Center.